Finance with Scott Haywood.
Morning, Scotty. How are you going, mate?
Good morning, Carl. I can't say I've got any weird cuisine that's sprung to mind. I do like to, though, microwave my bread before I toast it, which my wife finds very unusual.
Is it frozen?
No, just fresh bread.
That's
my, Michael. Yeah, that is weird. Thank you, Mills. Now I feel better. Okay. yesterday, inflation numbers much better than expected. I thought the number would be coming in at 7 or 8%. It came in at 6.9%. That was good news for our share market, which was down most of the day until that announcement was made at 9:30 local time. And today, our share market is going to continue that momentum and open 50 points higher after a very strong rally in the US last night. It was on the back of the US Central Bank Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, saying that he is going to start to ease the increase in interest rates as soon as December. They've been increasing interest rates at 0.75%. That'll come back to now 0.5%. Of course, that announcement for our inflation number yesterday means that December, the Reserve Chair in Australia, Dr. Philip Lowe, he's got the decision to make a 0.25% increase or no increase. But he will make a 0.25% increase, but that may be the last one for a little while, which is good news for a lot of Australians who have struggled, especially with mortgage repayments and also landlords who put up rent. In terms of the US, how long will rates start to ease back? He didn't answer that question, but at least if it does start to ease back, then that means that globally inflation is starting to come under control, and this higher interest rate environment means that people who do have mortgages, which is the majority of Australians, will start to feel a little bit of ease in the financial spend that they're spending coming into 2023.
Right. Is there a shortage of chickens at the moment?
There is, Millsy. Insiders in the industry are saying that on the East Coast, that your joy in getting coming into Christmas a curry or a Palmer at the pub is less likely, and the prices could rise by nearly 20%. Restaurants, pubs, clubs and cafes are tipped to lift the price because the largest breeders, due to issues with their birds, a labour shortage, the floods all across the East Coast, have said that they simply can't process the amount of chickens they had, and the sudden reduction in supply will increase prices. Now, it's not a turkey coming into Christmas Day, but if you're a chicken lover and you like to go to the local pub or the governor up next to the minute, as you just touched on there, Millsy, then you might be paying a lot more for your Palmer at the pub coming into Christmas.
Okay. Market today, good, bad, indifferent?
Market's going to open 50 points higher. Wall Street rallied on the back of the better comments from Jerome Powell. It has been a very, very good 9 days since you guys have been on air.
Yep.
Our share market's only gone down one day. So touch wood, I'm touching everything actually, that you guys continue for the next 30 years of my life and we don't see any more negativity. But no, we're doing well. So the market, yes, going to open
higher. We're even getting the Socceroos up. We've just got the touch. Good on you, Scotty. We'll do it again tomorrow. Scott Haywood.